Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the broadcast. I have new headphones on. These things are comfy, cozy. It's like buying a pair of kind of, I like Lucky Jeans. Lucky Jeans? You wear Lucky Jeans? I don't wear Levi's. Lucky Jeans. If you got a Lucky Brand store or Lucky Brand outlet near you, go get some. Man, they're nice. And they don't need broken in. They're like already broken in. That's the way these headphones I got on, this headset I have on. I bought a new pair of Bose, and they're comfy, cozy. So I'm digging. This is my first run with them. So, yeah, we get to do it together. Hey, can we really talk about this topic for an hour every week? Good heavens to Betsy.
You mean headphones?
No. Hey, Sean, how you doing? You can bring your mic live. Did you mean talk about headphones?
Yeah, well, that's what you just said.
I was talking about people who, well, yeah, you're right. That's what it sounded like. To those who don't know me or might be new listeners, that statement about can we really talk about this comes from my mom years ago when I started the program, and it was a one-hour show heard on Sundays inside the perimeter inside Atlanta, which is 285, the beltway that circles Atlanta. You know, traffic nightmare. And that's what it really is, too. 16 lanes of crap is what it amounts to. But, you know, the subject matter, the content, and it's coming at us faster than we can keep up with. It literally is coming at me faster than I can keep up with. So that's what I was referring to. Can we really talk about it? Now, as far as the headphones go, oh, I'm an audiophile. I can talk about headphones all day long. These things sound really good.
Well, hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Didn't you just have some headphones?
I have lots of pairs of headphones.
Why do we keep recycling through headphones?
Well, I'm not cycling through headphones. My other ones are pretty much broken. They're the quiet. The old ones were the Quiet Comfort 15s. I've had them for years, and they're wonderful headphones. But the little on-off switch isn't working, so sometimes it pops in and out. And the new QC25s, which are the ones I just picked up today, have a couple different functions in them. If the battery goes out, if the switch breaks, you can still hear sound through them. And the other ones you couldn't.
Hold on. If the battery goes out, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Why would I be kidding you? These are sound reduction, these headsets. This is not just the standard pair of headsets. I use them for other things, too.
Go get you a pair of Sony, I think they're 60s, the standard what we use in the business.
I have Sony 60s. I have them. I don't like them.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I don't like them. So I also do other audio work with these. I listen to music with these and other things and do recordings with these. And these are the ones that cut the sound out. They're wonderful. They work like a champ.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So, and they're Bose. And you like Bose. But quite frankly, I don't care whether you think of them. It doesn't matter to me because you're not wearing them. So you have your studio cheap headphones that you use, and I'll buy mine.
Actually, I use the network studios because the ones I have,
well, of course,
are from the from my DJ days, and those were about almost $600 a punch. So,
yeah, no, they're nice headphones. They're nice headphones. You can buy them, you know, at the broadcasting supply places. But okay, I'm done with the headphones. I have great headphones on right now, and I love these things. So it's my first go around with them.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk. I want to tell you a little story today to kick the program off. I'm a Buccaneer fan. I know. See, this is on the heels of last night's amazing win. By the way, congratulations. Congratulations to Peyton Manning.
Thank you.
For winning the Super Bowl. Wow. And putting Cam Newton in his place. When you brag and dance, you better be able to back it up. And then when you can't and you get beat, it's really classless to walk out of a press conference and not say anything when you're a professional athlete who made it to the big show. Grow up, son. That's my advice to you. Grow up. You got some growing up to do. Peyton Manning shellacked you on and off the field. Peyton Manning is a man. He doesn't have to showboat around. He wins. And he beat you last night, and he did it with class, something you lack. So good for him. And if he retires, and I think he should, 200 wins and all that, that's great stuff. But I go back, I digress. I'm a Buccaneer fan, have been for many, many, many years. But let me tell you something. Being a Buccaneer fan is tough. It was tough years ago, late 80s, early 90s. And it's tough again right now because they just can't find a way to win. But I'm a Buccaneer fan, and I'm not afraid to admit that. What does that have to do with guns? I'm getting there. Because, you see, I remember when the Culver Houses owned the Buccaneers football team. And Hugh Culver House made all of his money in accounting. He's a very wealthy man. He and his family owned the Bucs. And while the Bucs were losing, just the laughing stock of the National Football League, Hugh Culver House was making gobs and gobs of money. They were the most profitable franchise at that time in the NFL, losing like crazy. And Culver House was just raking in buckets of doughies. And that's because he wasn't spending any money on the team. Like, the stadium was subsidized, the whole nine yards. And he didn't really care. And he was taking in TV revenue and everything else. And then the Buccaneers, the Culver Houses, sold the Buccaneers to the Glazers. And the Glazers, Mr. Glazer, a billionaire from a chain of restaurants, Houlihan's Restaurant. You probably know Houlihan's. Maybe in your area, maybe not. But it's kind of like a, you know, it's an Irish-type place. You know, it's like a Bennigan's or something like that. And the Glazer family, very wealthy off of that and a number of other things that they did. And they came in and they threatened the city of Tampa. And Miami listeners, you're listening to the program today. I think this is for the second time. You've not had this problem in Miami. Miami has never, the Dolphins have never threatened to leave. To my knowledge, if I'm wrong, correct me, mark@armedamericanradio.org and fill me in. But after the Culver House has sold the team, the Glazers, well, they wised up. And they said, we're going to try to turn this into a winner, but we need some help from the community. And when I first moved to Tampa back in the early 90s, here was the trick. That was back in the old Sombrero days. Talk about a hot place to watch a football game. A big bowl with white concrete and silver bench seats all the way around it in the middle of September in Tampa, Florida. Man, oh man. That was crazy hot. But I used to go, wait outside. Soon as kickoff, I walk up to the ticket booth and buy a seat for $18, an end zone seat for $18. Get inside the old Sombrero, sit on the 50-yard line, watch the rest of the game, and sit on the west side of the field. The sun come over the top of you at that time in the afternoon. And here's why you could do that, because nobody went to the games. And that's what the Glazers said, enough of this. So they threatened to leave. They said, we want some community help here. We want some involvement. We want to build a new stadium. We want to make this team into winners. We're going to provide you new, we're going to change everything. But we want some community involvement. Well, that was a bone of contention. And there was a big fight. You had people over here saying, yes, let's do a penny tax and vote to fund the new stadium over here. And you had people over here saying, the hell with that, I'm not paying any more taxes for those losers. And the fight was on. We're going to keep the football team. We're going to lose the football team. We just saw this, something very similar play out in St. Louis. It's playing out in San Diego. It's playing out in Oakland. Los Angeles, largest television market in the country. Second largest television market in the country. No football teams. Astonishingly, the NFL, I don't know why they haven't had somebody there. You'd think the money would just be screaming at them. But it's been many years. Rams left 20 years ago. Not anymore. Now they're going back. So ask the people of St. Louis who lose a team. What happens when you lose a team? It's a huge blow to the local economy. Even as losers, the Dallas Cowboys still came to Tampa. The Green Bay Packers still came to Tampa. The Minnesota Vikings still came to Tampa. The Washington Redskins still came to Tampa. Joe Montana still came to Tampa. And it mattered to the city. Because once you lose that franchise, the odds of you getting it back are virtually none. What does this have to do with guns? This is an analogy I'm going to tie together for you here in the next segment. You may remember I did my discussing the interview I did on the BBC several weeks back. I've just had an opportunity to go through just piles of messages. And some of the messages I received from some of the British citizens is incredible. And I'm going to read some of them to you. And I want you to think about what I was just telling you about a football team. Once you lose that team, this is a great analogy, it's near impossible to get it back. You do everything you can to keep that team, lest you lose it and be a loser forever. I'm going to read you some of these emails when we come back, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. We'll put it in perspective for you here on the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the super holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, before we get started, again, there's a report up on one of the monitors here in the Armed American Radio studio, in the Crossbreed Holster studios of Armed American Radio. And that Crossbreed Holster studio monitor is a report about Michael Bloomberg announcing that he is, in fact, considering a run for the president. This is a beautiful thing. We want to see this. I want to see what happens to all those socialists who are feeling the burn. As I was reminded during the break, that someone just asked me if I was going to join him in voting for Bernie Sanders. Am I feeling the burn? Feeling the burn. Oh, boy, yeah, feeling the burn. So, apparently Michael Bloomberg is just so full of himself, he thinks he can make this happen. I mean, I guess he just believes the hype. Here's what he's seeing. What he's seeing is a collapse of Hillary Clinton, which was kind of predictable. But apparently the old burn, enough socialists are feeling the burn that he's polling at dead heat with Hillary Clinton. Now, you moderate Democrats, I mean, are there moderate Democrats anymore? Yeah, there are outside the studio windows in real life. I guess there are some moderate Democrats. You know, you got some, I don't know how you do it. How do you look at your party and see what it's become? 50% of so-called Democrats, socialists, are polling in favor of a socialist, a self-avowed socialist. It's incredible. How do you reconcile that with being American? You get on the phones and start calling your party leaders. I mean, you people are being played like fiddles. You Democrats, you socialists, are being played like fiddles by your party. And sadly, a certain level of stupidity is required of the socialists, the progressive movement, in order to continue to enact their agenda. Now, I'm not calling you individually stupid, but, you know, you need to take a look in the mirror and sit back and wonder, well, what the hell is happening to the Democrat Party? But those of us who aren't and never would be socialists are just having a hoot watching this. This is incredible. And to see Hillary Clinton go farther off the left cliff because she's watching the burn, it's just really, really something else. Let's go back to the football analogy. The reason I was talking about the football stadium is because I lived in a place that was under threat of losing the football team. And as a football fan, I knew that if I lost that football team, I would never get it back. And I enjoyed going to the games. It's all those fair weather fans in Tampa that said, I don't like going to see. Why would I go waste my money on them? They're terrible. Well, you don't have to go see them. Go see the NFL. Go see the Cowboys if you don't like the Bucks. Go see the Saints. You know, if you're a football fan, it's a football team. The NFL's in town. It was $18. Quit being a loser. Just because go see somebody else. Lord knows the Packer fans invaded. Man, you Wisconsin fans were everywhere. There were more cheeseheads in that stadium than anything else. And I got to thinking about that over the Super Bowl and over a couple Facebook posts that I read about ending, Obama wanting to end, local funding of stadiums for rich team owners. And I got to thinking about that because I voted in favor of the tax. The only tax I've ever voted in favor for in Tampa was to keep that football team because I knew what it meant to the community. And as a football fan, I was biased. And the analogy works very well with what we're up against with our Second Amendment rights today. Because while the actual thing that really made me think about that and took it home to Tampa was the Braves, the Atlanta Braves down in Fulton County down there, in downtown Atlanta, had enough of being in downtown Atlanta, and Cobb County, a county north of downtown Atlanta, said, we want you here, to the tune of about $329 million in taxpayer dollars. And I can promise you right now, it's going to be a huge boon to Cobb County outside Atlanta. That stadium opens up in 2017, and it's going to really bite for the area that lost the team. All those merchants, all those hotels, everything that comes with it. A lot of short-sighted thinking. We see the same thing with our gun rights. Excuse me. And I did an interview on the BBC Radio 2. And we talked about gun rights. It wasn't the interview was a lot of fun in and of itself. I just kept getting slapped from the left, which I expected. That's what made it fun. Take a listen. I'm just getting to some, I mean, the email that came in and the Facebook messages that came in, I couldn't keep up with on top of the rest of the email. And I finally dug deep enough earlier today when I got to the Crossbreed Holster Studios a little bit earlier to start, and this swell of emails, Facebook messages about that interview. Take a listen to some of this. Hi to All Armed American Radio. My name's Kelvin Roberson. I was listening to Armed American Radio on BBC Radio 2. Can I just say, because they didn't read out my comments when I phoned in, I'm a British soldier for 12 years, served with U.S. forces in the past. I fully support Americans' right to bear arms. I hope to emigrate to the U.S. myself someday. Please, 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 four pleases, please, keep fighting to keep your guns. I support your rights because I cannot protect my wife, my two sons in this country, because I cannot own a firearm in the UK after we lost our guns. Please do not let Obama win his war on America and its constitutional rights, because if he wins, America may as well put the British flag back up, which I don't want to see happen. I love America. I love the people. I have many great friends in America. And I believe in the Second Amendment and the Constitution of the United States of America. God bless you all, and God bless America. Let that sink in for a moment. There's a photograph that accompanied that message of Kelvin in his battle gear. Incredible message. And it reminded me, because I saw these at the time, I was thinking about what happened with the stadiums and the whole thing with the Atlanta Braves Stadium and everything else. Ask the people in St. Louis who just lost their football team. They're never going to get a team back. And keep in mind, we're not talking about a football team here. We're talking about a constitutional right and a president of the United States who's trying to steal it from you. New York Times article, I'm going to cover some of that with you in the next two segments, but I'm going to read you a few more of these because I want these to sink in with you. I want you to hear from the very people, from the football fans who lost their team, and what they miss and what their life is now like without it. Of course, that football team being their right to bear arms. We have a constitution here that protects it. We better damn well keep protecting it. I'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, you're back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me here. Let's see, USCCAonair.com. Let's go there together. Let's see what the new gun is for that. I don't check this out. Well, actually, I have the list, but I don't look at the list. I don't want to look at the list. I want to look at the list with you. Now, we're going to hear some sound here, and I'll go ahead and cut that back down. So let's do that. Oh, the gun today is a Colt Defender with a value of $973. Ooh, this thing is nice. All you have to do, it's real simple, is head over to USCCA on Air. I've been telling you every day the Gun A Day giveaway promotion is going on, and it's busy over there at the site. USCCAonair.com. Activate a membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association today. Put yourself in the running to win this gun tonight. If you miss the cutoff tonight, don't worry, no fret, no fear, have none. Just check USCCA on Air, and tomorrow's gun will be up. And every entry in the promotion also has three chances to win an $8,000 grand prize Pendleton Tac 75 safe. This thing is off the hook. More about that later. If you listened to last night's Monster broadcast, you heard me discussing it with George the Mad Ogre Hill. But this thing's incredible. Holds up to 75 of your tactical rifles, up to 45 handguns. You can configure it any way you want. LED lighting in this thing. It's the circular, the whole thing. It's just the coolest gun safe you've ever seen. USCCA on Air. Pick yourself up your level of protection if you carry a firearm or self-defense. Just be smart about it. All of the answers for everything you need to know are at USCCA on Air. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. The sports analogy, I
tried to tie it together, it just reminded me of that. And I started seeing these emails, these letters coming in from overseas. And boy, I apologize for it taking me so long to get to these messages that came in via social media. But there are hundreds and hundreds of messages in there. Take a listen to this one. Now, this individual's name is Wayne Smith, lives in the UK. He sent me an email at 6:50 a.m., which would be 11:50, I believe, a.m. in the UK. And this was on January 15th, not too long before my interview. And he said this: all the best to you for your interview on Radio 2 today, Mark. Educate the UK, with about 5 exclamation points. And then he sends another email back at 10:20 a.m., which was about the time my interview in the UK ended their afternoon, about 5 hours later. Here's what he said: looks like you didn't need any luck after all. Well done for putting over the common sense argument for legal carry of firearms to the ignorant and perhaps narrow-mindedness of the callers lined up to speak with you on the show. I couldn't get on. I tried. I have contacted you previously to describe the draconian gun laws of the UK and the fate that awaits the USA should the gun control minority get the upper hand. I am a gun owner myself, and I am fully aware of the responsibility that this carries. I have to say that I've recently returned from a vacation in Arizona and have never felt safer any place else in the world that I have ever visited. Got to shoot some cool guns, too. Thanks for taking the time to speak on mainstream UK radio, and keep up the good work for all of our sakes. As always, God bless America. You carry the baton. And he's referring to America, not to me. God bless America. That's the second email. God bless America, coming from the Brits, who lost their football team. And it ain't coming back. And you know, your heart goes out to these good people who get it and who knew. Because it's the political ruling class that did it to them. Take a listen to this one. Hello, Mark. I just listened in to your phone-in on BBC Radio 2. I was hoping some would ask you the following questions. I want to hold off on that one because he wanted to ask me some. He asked some two legitimate questions, and I answered him today. Let's see. What do we have here? Chris Clay, John Stafford. Hi, Mark. Was lucky enough to hear your BBC interview last week and wish England would follow American gun law. Everything you said made sense. One caller mentioned only farmers really have guns here in England. However, only a few years back, a farmer was jailed for protecting himself after shooting someone who was robbing his home. That's the Martin case that he's referring to. But I want you to pay very careful attention to the second half of this email to me. Mark, I also received a conviction for beating a man I found in my home after I was woken up by him breaking in when I fell asleep on my sofa. I had 2 children under the age of 2 upstairs. We were both arrested, and the police asked me to drop my charges or they would charge me with ABH. I'm not sure what that means. I was defending my home. Don't let this happen to you. Thank you, Mark, for all the best. Thank you, Mark, all the best to you and your family. Kind regards, John Stafford. Did you hear that? John Stafford was convicted for beating a man, breaking into his home in the middle of the night to defend 2 toddlers under 2. Beating a man. He had to engage with his fists because his country disarmed him. Are you seeing the message coming from some of those individuals in the UK? These are difficult to read. Mark, this was from Matt Bird. Thank you for being on Radio 2 yesterday. I had a long day of driving, and it was a real pleasure to listen to your piece. I am a gun owner here in the UK. I am very frustrated at our incredibly tight laws. Don't let this happen to you in America. Thanks, Mark. Matt Bird. My only response is, Matt, you're very welcome. Thanks for the message. Keep your heads up. What else can you tell them? They will never regain the freedom they lost. It will never come back. If the Buccaneers left Tampa, they'd have been done. So you have some decisions to make. Democrats, you have some splaining to do. You need to look in the mirror. While 50% of your party, who's polling for a socialist and running on a gun-grabbing, un-American in a lot of ways, economics, everything else, let's just stay with the firearms here for the sake of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the Crossbreed Holster studio, shall we? But a socialist running on a gun-grabbing agenda, changing his tune to match the rhetoric of loudmouth Clinton, who ought to be in prison. Running on a gun-grab agenda. Our friends across the pond are watching. They're listening. And they're warning us. Don't let this happen to you. Do not let this happen to you. The British combat vet fought alongside our boys and girls here. Don't let it happen to you. He can't defend himself at home. A man convicted for beating a burglar, a home invader. Don't let this happen to you. Democrats, you have some soul searching to do. Your party is the problem. You need to fix it. You need to fix it. We're tired of giving you a free ride. Get off the bus. We'll be right back.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process. So now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster studios with you, wrapping up today's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Used a little football team analogy with you there. I got a little nostalgic, started thinking about the Buccaneers. Miss the Buccaneers, really do. But, hey, kind of is what it is. They're cemented there, down there. At least, well, nothing's permanent, you know. Right, St. Louis? Yeah. San Diego? Oakland fans? Won't be long. One of the two of you is going to be out of there too, as we say down south, bless your hearts. So this is something you don't want to lose. And when you hear from a football fan, like I am, what it would have been like to have lost the Buccaneers, it's devastating to the local economy. And most, you know, short-sighted idiots don't think like that. They feel. Are you catching where I'm going with this here? Are you catching where I'm going with this? And it was interesting because it was all the liberal Democrat and, you know, feelers out there that didn't want to pay for a new tax because they didn't like what it was for. I didn't want to pay for a tax either, but I understood the value of keeping the Buccaneers in town. It's worth billions of dollars. And in fact, in Tampa Bay, it's also worth Super Bowls. That brings in huge money because Tampa's a Super Bowl weather city. So it would have been very short-sighted thinking, people who feel rather than think. So we can turn that argument around here, or that analogy around. And once these people in Great Britain lost their rights, now you can hear from some of them, really, really eye-popping to read these earlier today as I was going through these. Really, really eye-popping. And I hope you're taking away from some of these what I did. It's heartfelt. You can hear it. In the words they write, take a listen to this one from Phil Bessant. Hi, Mark. Just listened to the interview that was conducted on the Jeremy Vine Show broadcast on BBC Radio 2. Jeremy has always been known to be very anti-gun, hence the amount of callers that were anti-gun lined up for you, despite no doubt numerous listeners calling being pro-gun. It was also refreshing to hear you being broadcast, wrong choice of words, I know. The horrific shootings that have occurred all took place in so-called gun-free zones. How many listeners those few words got through to, I don't know. Keep fighting the good fight. Don't
surrender your firearms. Don't become like the UK. Full auto, banned. Semi-auto, banned. Handguns and revolvers, banned. Centerfire, banned. Except black powder. Licenses and registration, make, model, type, and serial number of whatever is left, which isn't much. Phil, UK gun owner. The same theme through every single one of these. And there's rows of them. I don't have time to read you the rest of them. I've still got another 99 left. I think more than that. I think it just defaults to 99. They're just coming in like crazy. This one was from January 20th. The interview was conducted on January 15th. And no doubt some of them continue to come in. Please pay attention to these. When Barack Obama compares his dream of gun control to Australia and Great Britain, this is what he's talking about. This. Nothing short of it. Do you understand? Is that sinking into you? Many of you I know understand that. Many of you deniers, it's not sinking into. It wouldn't happen here. He doesn't want to ban guns. He just wants to stop gun violence because he cares. No. He wants to use, quote unquote, gun violence to take my guns. That's what he means when he refers to Australia and Great Britain, who had their guns forcibly taken from them. But we're going to pay you for them. But you don't have a choice. You're going to bring them here. We're going to pay you for them. But when you leave, you're going to walk out with X amount of pounds. And I'm going to have your 1911. That's been in your family for decades. So when Barack Obama slips up, think of Phil Bessent and his plea to you as an American citizen. Think about what he said to you. Don't forget what he said. Think about John Strafford, who was arrested, charged, convicted for beating a man invading his home while he protected two toddlers under 2 years old. Because that's the only weapon he could get at that time. Because his guns are gone. Who begged us, don't let it happen to you. You're not going to let it happen, right? Kelvin Robertson? Think about Kelvin Robertson. Here's a British hero, fought alongside our heroes, literally begging us not to let it happen. And when you hear Barack Obama slip, you get an insight into his mind. You understand what he's thinking. Much like Shannon Watts when she slipped on NPR and said background checks aren't the holy grail, but it's a start. Really? What is the Holy Grail, Shannon? We know. Go ahead. You can say it. It's okay. We already know. New York Times piece I'm going to cover with you tomorrow. I don't have time to go into it with you today. But it's a good piece because it highlights Barack Obama's failure and his, let's just say, his executive actions. His lofty plans, according to the New York Times. And I'll give you the headline. It'll tease you a little bit because we are going to talk about this tomorrow. Obama's lofty plans on gun violence amount to little action. And, of course, this comes at you from the left. This piece comes at you from the left because the New York Times is left. and the opening sentence. The centerpiece of a plan for stemming gun violence that Obama announced last month largely amounts to this: an updated webpage and 10,000 pamphlets that federal agents will give out at gun shows. And it goes on to talk about Obama's tearful display, you know, that whole caca. Wish I had the time to go into that now. Wish we had another hour. I could easily cover this with you. Boy, boy, oh boy, would this be easy to do. And then we've got some other pieces that we want to talk with you about. Some of the stuff I didn't get to you on, last night. Miami, 880 a.m., The Biz. Welcome to the program. It's great to be down there with you. Coming up Saturday, I will be in Sarasota, Florida with the Sarasota Herald Tribune for the Sunday Monster broadcast with Lee Williams, the gun writer. Make sure to check out thegunwriter.com for all of the information. You'll see the ad that's running in the Sarasota Herald Tribune about the upcoming show. We will have some vets in the room with us. We'll have a live audience with it. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. And I know we've got some people driving from various areas of the state of Florida to come over and watch the show. So we're looking forward to that. Make sure to check out usccaonair.com. The Gun A Day giveaway. Wow, for crying out loud. It doesn't get any better than that. USCCA On Air. Until tomorrow when I come back here to the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Remember those British citizens and their words. Remember them. See you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1of4guns.com.